The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey guys, welcome to Tapping In. Thank you guys for joining us tonight. I look very forward to talking to you. I do have some special guests coming up in a little while, and we managed to actually kidnap one of the monks. And so, and he's coming up in a little while. It's Teppo. He'll be talking to us in a little while, and we're going to ask him questions about stuff. You know, like everybody's always asking me questions. I can't wait to ask Teppo questions. And when I talked to him for a couple of seconds before the show, and I immediately caught on fire with spiritual light. I felt all this light and all this heat coming in. And I'm like, Teppo, you feel that? He goes, yeah, hot. You know, so when spiritual people get together, there's a great thing that's called oneness that happens. And you don't even have to think about it. You don't have to talk about it. It just does. And when that thing called oneness does kick in, that it's very contagious. And so I hope you guys catch it. I hope you guys catch oneness from us tonight. And so that'll be a beautiful thing. And you'll be able to experience the light. What happens with light? Everything good. Everything good. The more light, the better off you are. You know, the more light you have, the more bright energy that's, you know, affecting your body and your physical brains and your consciousness, the better off you are. And to do that, most of the time, you just have to allow. We didn't talk about it at all. It just kind of kicked in. It was really beautiful to see that. Anyway, so I'll be talking to you guys. I'll be answering your questions. We'll be talking about Ojai a little bit. I'm so excited to come to Ojai. Ojai is my second home, and I've been a little grounded with my little leg thing, and so I hadn't been there in a minute, and so I look forward to hanging out with my family in Ojai, of course, Richard and Alice and everybody, and I look forward to this beautiful retreat center. I mean, this retreat center is spectacular. It's across the street from Kevin and I's old ranch. Kevin Trudeau will be there, absolutely. And so the Tibetan monks are going to be there with me. Teppo is going to be there. And so we're just going to experience whatever happens spiritually. A lot of times the most magical things happen when you don't plan them. You just let them happen. They just happen. And so, but I do feel a lot of healing. I see a lot of you guys getting really healed up from whatever's ailing you. And so this will be fun, exciting. I see new consciousness things happening. I've never seen so many of you guys that, it goes from very young to very old and everything in between, literally 8 to 80. And people are getting this consciousness and it's hitting them and it's coming in really, really strongly. People are sharing their abilities with each other. Family members are sharing their gifts. I see that as being so special, so precious. Thank you guys for allowing me to be any small part or big part, anything I can do. I don't mind doing a big part and I don't mind doing a small part. You know, in oneness, I asked God one time, is there hierarchy with angels? Is there hierarchy? So I answered this question for somebody today. And God said, there's no small part of oneness. If everything, every piece of the pie, everybody's a piece of the pie, so to speak, and there's no small part of oneness. And so if you think you're giving a little bit, your little bit is a part of the whole. And so, and that little bit may be the thing that completes everything. So don't think you're a small guy. Don't think you're a little guy. Don't keep score. Don't keep track. Just be aware that your consciousness and your light is very special. And I'm so glad you've got it here with us tonight. I'm here glad to talk to you guys. I do want to ask, I want to answer some of your questions. I want you to think about this. If you get a chance to talk to a real Tibetan monk from Tibet, and you can ask him a question, what would your question be? Okay. And so I want you guys to put it in the chat. What would your question be? And then, Michelle, maybe we can run through and pick out some questions that would be great. But the monks will be doing, and I don't know, I hope I'm not offending anyone by saying the monks, but I think you got several Tibetan monks that are going to be here at the retreat over the weekend, and they do blessings, and so they're going to be doing blessings for people, right? Is that true? People can book a private, like, session?
Correct. Yes. Okay. So I have already a list of people that have already reserved. So if you guys want to reserve a session with the monks in person, just give me a call and I'll get you all the details and add you to the list.
Okay. All right. As simple as that. Okay. And so there we are.
These are images of other events that they've actually had where they get blessings with them.
Oh, that's beautiful. I get high from that. I can pick up on the energy from it. I feel all warm and light. I love it. That's good. That's good. When you feel that energy, it gets you healed. And so I'm just looking around, clearing your energies off. There we go. There we go. I got an angel talking to me in my ear very loudly. Tell them, thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you guys so much. I appreciate you guys so much. And so I want to talk to Ryan. Let me speak to Ryan. Ryan, I want to talk to you. How you doing, buddy?
It's Ryan.
You're Ryan. It's just R-Y-A-N, Ryan. And so
there you go.
Ryan, how are you? How are you, my friend?
I am great. How are you, my brother?
I'm good. I'm good. I see all this light. You look like a spaceship or something. I just see this God matrix. It's like beaming out of you. And I just wanted to say hi. That's all. Just hi. Yeah.
I do. Yeah. I'm energetic right now.
Well, if you can ask a real Tibetan monk, who is, I don't know whether that would, whatever the category may be, wise man, you know, spiritually intelligent, if there's such a thing, what would your question be? You have a question? Can you think of a good one?
Yeah, I guess for me, it would be, you know, just talking about the path that Jesus went with Tibetan monks and studied with them. I want to know if they're taught about him also and how.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay. All right.
I want to do that someday. I truly feel that that's going to be part of my life path, is going to be to go study with the monks.
Well, here we are. You just join us virtually on the retreat from Ojai, or join us in person. Anything's good, you know?
Absolutely.
And and so there you are. You're on your path. It's perfect. Well, I just wanted to know what your question would be. That's a good question. All right.
Thank you. Okay. Well, I got you. Could you go ahead and clear me and clear my house of any negative?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, easy. Easy. I'm just clearing, you know, there's a dimension where people have been slipping down into lately, where it's a dimension of darkness. And then right above it, you have tremendous light.
Yes.
Okay. Now, as I said, tremendous light, you got warm all over, you see? Yeah, you can feel that. And so I just pulled your energy up to this higher vibration. And now I cleared off all those dark energies. And you're an empath. I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, you're a 25 empath. You empath everything from everybody all the time, right?
Sure.
Like, yeah, if you're around them, you become them. If they're negative, you become negative. If they're positive, you become positive, you know. So it's really a little tough for such empathic people, as we all are spiritual and very empathic these days, because we empath one another. Is that good? Sometimes it's great. Is that bad? Sometimes it's horrible. And so you're just really taking a bath in whatever the energy is they have. If you feel that negativity, you can even clear yourself and it'll help a little bit. But if you clear the person, if you empath them and they drag you down and you clear them, project light, project love, and clear their energy, then you're going to feel fantastic. So I'm clearing everybody's energy that you've empathed in the last while. And as I did that, there we go. I did it. I can do it all at once. Now look how you feel now.
Thank you.
Yeah. Really light, right?
Sure. Yes, sir.
Good. There you are. You'll be fine. All right. We'll talk in a minute. Thank you.
God bless
you. Yeah. You. He's fun. I get a feeling he gets it. You know, that's awesome. That's beautiful. And so let me just look around. I'm just seeing everybody. Wally, let me talk to you. Wally, how are you?
Very cool. I know Wally had put in a chat that he had a question for you. So.
Okay. All right. That's good.
Hi, Gary.
Hi. I think you should be a Tibetan monk. Maybe you were one in a previous life. I'm not sure, but you,
maybe
you become really spiritually wise really, really quick.
Yeah.
And so suddenly you got your vision. You can see spiritually. You can hear spiritually. You know, you got angels that wander around with you all mm-hmm. the time, all kinds of stuff going on. Yeah. And so good. I think that's great.
Great. I have a question.
Okay.
My brother-in-law, he's been a quadriplegic for 44 years, and wow. he's had a hell of a life. And right now he's in the hospital. He has spasms that are so bad that they'll throw him out of his wheelchair. Mm-hmm. And he's really confused. And the doctors don't know what is going on with him.
Okay.
I told my sister to ask if there's like a blood drain in his spinal fluid or something. I mean, I was trying to think of things that you've talked about before, but it's serious.
And yeah, here's what I see. He's having seizures.
Okay.
So he's having a type of seizure. Mm-hmm. And with the seizure, it's such a violent seizure. It would be like a grand mal seizure.
Right. Okay.
And so is he epileptic too, or do you know those things?
No, it's just, he's got a pump implanted in him that is supposed to control his spasms, but that's not even working.
Yeah, this is a seizure causing triggering them. This is what I see. Okay, when I specifically look at him, I see a dark energy in his brain, and I'm going to get rid of that. Is that okay?
That's fine. That'd be great.
Yeah, and he's got a dark energy in his brain and a dark energy in his spine. Did he break his neck or spine or something? What happened?
About 44 years ago, he was helping his father farm. And one of those big round hay bales fell off the conveyor belt and hit him on the head.
Oh.
And so broke his, I think it's like a C4 or something. He only has use of his arms.
Yeah. And so let me just clear what I see going with him. There it goes. So you got warm all over. Feel it?
Oh, yeah. I am. Yes.
Yeah. And so
I am.
So I pulled the darkness off. Let's see how he does. But okay. It was a type of seizure that was mm-hmm. affecting where the injury was, mm-hmm. but it was also affecting his happening from his brain.
Yeah.
And so
about 2 weeks ago, he said he's seeing family members and angels around him. So I'm not sure if they're getting ready for him to come home or what.
Well, you know, that would be sort of natural for me to say, yes, that's what's going on. But right. I don't know that that's what's going on because, you know, I've seen a lot of family members and angels around me, and I'm not planning on going anywhere right now. And I've seen it around everybody else. Right now is a super active time for angels and beings, our heavenly hierarchy and loved ones from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Lineage, family members, but I see a lot of this happening right now, and I see a lot of activity right now. I had what I call my God angels who were around me all this week, and they were just telling me things, and I could barely write it down fast enough. And so, but it was so. I think it's just what's going on the earth right now. Yeah. But I cleared him. Let's see how he looks. Let's see how he acts.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, Gary.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling on me.
Yeah, glad to. She's great. He's really good. Who are we talking to, Michelle? Who we got? Who are you talking to?
I actually have all the monks now. So I don't know. Edith is
Oh, wow.
Do you mind if I just say hi to them and get them?
No. No, I would love it. I would love it.
How do you feel, Gary? Don't let it do it.
All right. Yeah, but she's doing it for a good reason, so it's perfect.
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, hey, guys.
I don't know how much time they have. And where's Teppo? I just saw Teppo. Hold on 1 second.
There we go.
There.
I got Teppo. You want to add Teppo?
I got him.
Can they hear us? Can we hear them?
I'm going to unmute them now.
Go ahead.
So go ahead and unmute.
Edith, unmute.
And I just want to explain to you guys real quick
that you unmuted.
These are the world traveling Tibetan monks that are doing their world peace mandala. And they are currently in Pismo Beach right now because they do have three mandalas that they're doing. And Tepo Toko is in his home and they are at Edith's home. So Edith is the one that I spotlighted last week. She's actually sponsoring them. And I just want to introduce you to Gary. And Gary, these are the Tibetan monks from the Nagiri in India. I hope I said that right.
That's great.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Nice to meet you. Hello. Nice to meet you guys. Very nice to meet you. Blessings to you. Blessings to you. And so we look so forward to seeing you in Ojai. We have about 100 of us coming to hang out with you, and we want to learn from you. We want to just be with your energy, and we appreciate you coming. And so thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gary. I'm very, very happy to see you today.
Oh, good. Well, it's the same. Oh, well, I'm happy to see you. Yeah, we're going to have some fun. And a little while, we've also got people that are asking questions. Tepo's in Santa Barbara. You guys are up next to Edith, up close to what, Pismo Beach? Am I right?
Yes.
And so, and I'll see you there. I'll be seeing you in Pismo Beach in a few days.
Yes, and we're going to this weekend at a grateful event. And then they're coming to your Ojai retreat too.
Yeah, I get really, really warm when I talk to you guys. You can feel the spiritual light and heat coming. It's crazy, right?
Yeah,
I think we're going to have
It's like my dream come true to see you.
Oh, my dream.
I come from very far away, Leh Ladakh, you know, from the Tibetan border.
Oh, wow. So what's that like? What's that like? What's that like there? What's it like living in that? I guess
if you go to India, you'll see for yourself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's very holy.
You know, we're Himalaya or the top of the world.
Wow.
Well, one of these days, we're all going to take a trip out there, right? Because they're,
yes.
Edith, you were saying they want to invite us.
Yes.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you. We'll bring about we'll bring 100 of our closest friends with us. That's perfect. Yes, we have a big party on top of the mountains.
It'll be fun.
Yeah,
we're gonna have fun this week and next week too.
Yeah, well, thank you guys for joining us here in America, and thank you for spreading your energy, your light, part of your world. I appreciate it. And mandala, thank you. I mean, we can't say thank you enough, because every time I say thank you, I get high. So if you guys tell them thank you out loud, I'll just say thank you. The whole audience, if you just go, thank you. Thank you. And so, yes. So that's perfect. All right. Well, Michelle, let's talk to some people and we'll have some questions. If you got time to answer a couple of questions for us, if you feel like it.
Now, I'm going to mute for a second. We're going to go to a couple people and we'll come back, okay? Thank you.
Perfect. There we go. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
I do have a list of people, Gary, so I'm going to go ahead and start calling on them. The
person
I'm putting on is Dang Duong.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to get it.
Go ahead, honey.
Dang Duong. Oh, there we go.
Okay. Hi, Dang. Dang is actually going to be there at their retreat.
Please unmute.
Yes.
Hey, Gary.
Hi, and you're going to be a Tibetan monk later too, right? You're going to join.
You're going to provide me with one of the orange robes?
I don't know. I don't think you get them that. I think you have to earn them, or you know.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. I'll see. We'll see what happens. And so, well, anyway, good to talk to you. I enjoyed talking to you the other day. You're such a bright light. You're such a joy. I could see that. And so what's your question? What's going on with you tonight? What's happening with you?
Yeah, so I've been having work challenges for some reason for this month. Like, usually my sales are pretty up there, but for some of this month, it's just been pretty low. So I don't know what you could see or how you can help in that kind of manner.
Okay, it's really easy. There's a line of demarcation. Okay, if you're below it, your sales will suck. If you're above it. Is that a Tibetan term? I don't know if they use it. Anyway, I have to, you know, they're rare. And so, but they really will be lousy. Okay. And if you're above that line, they'll be fantastic. Okay. Mm. Okay. Energetically grab my hand.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your arm's warm, right?
Oh, yeah.
And now your whole body?
Yeah. There you are. It's good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now then, I'm going to pull you up high. I'm going through a bunch of darkness. There we are. And now there. And imagine this mountaintop. Okay. Imagine this beautiful mountaintop. And now you're on top of the mountain. I'm on top of the mountain. I see God in heaven on top of the mountain. And I see God giving you a golden staff. Take the golden staff. There's a diamond golden crown you put on your head. This will bring your vibration high and just say, God, please give me abundance.
God, please give me abundance. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. He heard thank you before you said it. You said it in your head first, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he heard that. He said he's letting you know. He heard you. And so there we are. Now look how warm you're getting. Sinuses open.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
And now your chest got warm, your stomach got warm, all the way down your legs got warm. You feel all that happening?
Yep. It's just okay. As you said it. Yep.
Okay. You're now above it. And so you're on top of the beautiful golden mountain. And so as you're up on top of this mountain, you're above all the negativity, all the darkness that's not allowing your abundance to come through. Now it'll just come through. If you can look in the dimension I'm looking in, you might be able to see this. I think you could. You'll see people's heads turning towards you. You'll see their faces turning. See them? There's faces everywhere. Yeah. And just all kinds of faces. See, some of them you don't know. And so these faces are turning towards you. Those are your customers.
Mm.
Okay.
It almost looks energetic instead of like actual. Okay.
Yeah, you may. I don't know. I'm not. Yeah, I can actually see their faces and their bodies, but you know, you'll see what you see. And so, but there we go. And now look how good you feel.
Yeah.
Right?
I could feel like things being clear. It's like lighter.
Yeah. Yeah. And coming for you. There we are. Can you see a stack of cash?
I can there. See
okay,
it.
Okay, Matt. There you are. Now you see it. Okay. Just take it. There you are. Take it. There you go. Everybody else is grabbing. You better grab it quick.
There you go. Share for everybody. Everyone can do it.
Well, there we are. That's what oneness is. You share your gifts. As you get a spiritual gift, they get a spiritual gift. They get a spiritual gift, you get a spiritual gift. You know, you are a joy. You are a joy. And you're getting that right to the place where you're going into a higher vibration of your enlightenment in this life. And so things will try to mess you up and hold you back a little bit. And so, but I cleared all that off you. You're going to be fine. You're going to be, you're going to be really, really fine. I look forward to seeing you at the retreat as well. And yeah. So, what city are you from? What city do you live in?
Clackamas, Oregon.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. Yeah, yeah. And so there you go. Now you're looking good. If you have a question for the monks, what would it be?
Yeah. I did. I actually typed in the chat. I said, how would the monks from their perspective to sustain in oneness and how to be aware of that throughout your daily life for just common folks?
Okay. Let's talk to Teppo. Let's ask Teppo. Okay.
And by the
there
way,
we are.
An enlightened being. Teppo, can you explain you're a reincarnated enlightenment being? Oh, go ahead and mute. I'm sorry.
No. Yeah, I think right now, what do you want me to talk about?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Dan? Yeah, so yes, my question is, how do like common people and common folks can stay in oneness or be aware of it throughout their daily life?
Tibetan philosophy or Tibetan culture, we believe rebirth, we believe all sentient beings be your mother. So not only human being, all sentient beings being your mother. So we respect every sentient being as your mother. So that's the main principle of the oneness.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
That covers it. Yeah, that puts it where it should be. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Great way to look at it. There we are. Okay, dang, great question. Dang, I look forward to seeing you.
Real quick, Before the Geshe Seswang and the other monks, they have to leave in a minute. So can I maybe spotlight them real quick?
Yeah, ask them. Yeah, and ask them the same question. How do they manage to stay in oneness all the time? It's not that easy to stay in oneness all the time until you get oneness. And then it's very easy to stay in oneness. And then it becomes very easy. And so, but I remember when I was trying to be one always, and being one was not so easy because it seemed like I was being tested by everybody who didn't have any sense of oneness. And then once I got to that space of being able to be one with other people, then it became very easy for me. And I don't know if it works that way for everybody. How do you guys stay in oneness? How do you guys manage to stay in the energy field of oneness with each other all the time?
Yeah, so Gary, so actually this comes from our long-term practice, you know, so we practice to how to stay long-term happiness, long-term peaceful, you know, how to calm down our minds. So that way we can stay longer. For the awareness, you know, so whatever happening in our life, we're going to understand, you know, so good or bad or happy or peaceful or sufferings, whatever, you know, happening in our life, we're going to understand and the cause and the conditions. So that way, you know, we have the monks have long times happy and peaceful. Of course, monks have also the hatred, anger, attachment, but you know, compare others is more or less.
So you are human then? Yeah, so there's human. Oh yeah, okay. Oh, I see. Perfect. All right.
Yeah. Well, Dalam always say I'm one of the part of the human beings.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, it's good to know you're human. And so we're very human. And so you'll see in Ojai. Well, I look forward. I know that she said you guys have got to go. I love you, appreciate you. I'm so glad.
Gary, this is Stan Edie's husband. Can I say one thing real quick?
Yes.
The monks are here in America to support their school and orphanage for disadvantaged children in Leh Ladakh and India. And so it's for a good cause. So come and join us and support the cause.
Fantastic. I'll enter the website for anyone that has any questions about how to help donate towards their fundraisers or even to see their schedule or look at their website.
Fantastic. Yeah, put it in the chat so people can, if they do want to donate something to your cause, then they can. And so anything for children is fantastic. I can imagine you would have great influences on children. What a beautiful thing, because it never ceases to amaze me, spiritually gifted children and the things they can do. And so they're just able to do stuff, see stuff, be stuff. And so there we go. There's all that. Perfect.
The locations of where they're doing their World Peace Mandala, which is absolutely amazing. They've also been featured on the History Channel along with the news. They were spotlighted on the local news of San Luis Obispo just recently, and they'll be going to these two events right here for the mandala. That's where we're going to visit them when we go to the Grateful event this coming weekend.
Beautiful.
You could also contact me, get you all the details. I'll give you guys my phone number and give you guys all the details on how to help contribute and help with their fundraising.
And I'll be there with you guys in person. I'll see you in person. I'll be there. Yes, I look forward to it. Well, have a great rest of your day. Thank you for joining us. Thank you so much. They're great. I want to be buddies. You can feel it, right? It'd be fun. There's going to be a lot of fun to be buddies with. That's going to be great. And so, Michelle, who are we talking to?
Okay,
who we got?
I have Michelle. This is actually her first time. And her name is Michelle with an H. Her Hermsen. Gosh, I hope I said that right.
You want me to get her?
You got her right here. Thank you. Hi, Michelle. Welcome. Thank you so much for being with us. Where are you from?
I'm from Vail, Colorado.
Oh, neat. Neat, neat, neat. Yeah. What's your question? What's your question or what's your comment?
Thank you, Gary, for talking with me. I recently am experiencing some financial insecurity, and I'm not used to that. And I want to start by saying I'm grateful for everything that I have. Mm-hmm. And this is a little bit different. I started this new job with this medical company, and it's not easy. It's very, very, very difficult. And it's gotten me to the point where my anxiety has taken over, and I'm not sleeping at night, and I'm starting to get sick. Because I'm sleeping maybe 2 hours a night.
Yeah, that's not enough. Yeah, no, that'll make you a crazy lady.
Exactly, you know? Exactly. Yeah. And I'm hoping today that you could, first and foremost, clear me of the negativity and just allow me to get some sleep so I can.
Yeah, so you can be you. I'm going to clear this off you. I'm getting rid of the things that are keeping you from being sleepy. There we are, your anxiety. So you've got some crazy people you're working around, and they're malicious and vicious, and I'm clearing some of that off of you. Okay. And so now notice your hands got warm again. Feel it. See, you got your light. Yeah. You feel warm, warmth coming back in your body. Sinus is open. Face got a little warm. Feet are warming up a little more. There we are. And so I got your lights back on. Your lights were off. Okay. And now I turned your lights back on. You will now, I think, be able to sleep pretty good. And so that's what I see. I peeled all this darkness off of you. Are you drinking water?
Yes.
A lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why, do you think I'm dehydrated?
I do. Yeah, I think you are. And so for whatever, I don't know what you're, if you're taking any vitamins or anything or something, something's got you dehydrated. And so, but check on that a little bit, okay? And so, and because that, I do see that.
So you don't think I should go forward with this medical company? You think that it's malicious and unhealthy?
Well, I think they're all a bunch of crazies, but I think you'll outdo them, and I think you'll do well. Because you can just usually just nail it. You usually don't have a hard time nailing whatever you try to do, right?
You're right.
Yeah, just do it. You're tough. You'll be able to do it. Yeah. And so... yeah, you'll be able to get above it. You had a dark energy that was really affecting you in a real negative way. And a lot like in the beginning of the call tonight with Dang, he was underneath it. Like you, there's an energy field. I call it lines of demarcation. When you're above it, you're great. When you're below it, you're getting killed. And you were getting killed. I cleared all that junk off you and got you real high now. And so that's the reason. See how your lungs open? You can breathe now. Feel the difference? See? Totally, totally different. You know, you'll be all right.
Can I ask you for one more thing?
Yeah.
I haven't had anything from my late father in a long time. And I'm just wondering if you see.
But he's funny. Was he a joker? Was he just joking?
Yeah, he was a joker.
Because he goes late. What am I late for? He's making a joke of the way you asked the question. He's just joking. And everything that rolls out of his mouth is funny. He tells me to tell you that his heaven is a beautiful place. He loves you. He says you're the only one he can see in his crowd from heaven, because you're the brightest light. And he says he can see you clearly. And so he's sending you a lot of love. He's sending you a lot of light. He said, be tough. And he balled his fist up. He said, be tough. You know, so he's just wanting you to be tough, hang in there. But he's with you. He's totally, totally with you. He's driving some funky old car. I don't know what this thing is, but did he have a funky old car he loved back in the day? What's that thing? Do you know what it is? Chrysler, Cadillac? It's a big old thing. Buick? I don't know.
I mean, they always drove Cadillacs, but.
Cadillac. Okay. I thought so.
He did have like a beige Cutlass what is that? Is that even the right word?
Yeah. But he's not. No, this is way back. It's prior to that. And he's in this. It's a Cadillac because I recognize the steering wheel of, because I like old cars and have a few. And but he's got an old Cadillac that was special to him somehow. And it's good because I can see the steering wheel. It had all kinds of stuff going on, it's fancy. But he says that he's in his heaven. He says they let you collect cars over here, so he don't only have one; he has several. But he loves his heaven. His heaven is abundant. It's beautiful. He has a car collection. Got an old Cadillac that he was fond of. He's doing good. He's happy. He's happy, and he's with, I guess it's this lady. There's a lady there, and he says, I must be in heaven. He's making a joke because he says she's not bitching. And so I'm not sure if that's his mother or his wife or who he's talking about, but he's with some lady he's very close to, and he says she's nice now. Who would that be? Who's he talking about?
My mom was very challenging. So it can't be her because she's still with us on Earth here. I don't know. Luck. I mean, maybe it's his mother.
I think so. I think it's his mom. I think she was a little grumpy on the grumpy side, but he's showing me he's happy, and he's telling me to tell you to tell your mom to be happy too. Don't be angry. Don't grumble all of, that kind of thing. And so, but he's telling me how much he loves you. He just says, "Tell her how much I love her." And so, all right, he just tells me he loves you. So he's good. He's happy. It's beautiful. Good luck. Okay.
Thanks, honey. Thank you so much for your time.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're gonna feel better. Yeah, you're gonna feel a whole lot better. God, you don't want to be below that line. That's what it looks like. That's a good depiction. So you got all these dark energies, haunting you, or you can be above it and you're going to be up in the clouds. It's like with your angels. It's like that. Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Oh, thank you, Gary. Okay, I have Alyssa Hendershiel. She's coming too. I hope I said that right. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Dean. I was looking at her. That's crazy. You're reading my mind again. That's good. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
I was listening to a book on tape called Telepathy, and I can't remember the author, but it was I was talking to my rock star friends Cindy and Carlos Santana, and the one day this week, and he wanted me to read this book or listen to it. I listened to it on tape. And I really love this book, and it explains everything, all the different types of being a telepath or having telepathy. You can reach one of the highest levels of telepathy is a universal telepathy, where you are thinking the same thing as the other person at the same time. And Michelle and I totally have that, don't we? It's crazy. It's really crazy. And I have that with a lot of people that work with me, around me. I can send someone to the grocery store and I can say, oh yeah, by the way, pick up eggs or milk or, so whatever, right? Or some weird thing like, get some flounder or whatever. And this is a book worth you guys reading. It really is. It really is a great book to listen to. I'm about halfway through and there's nothing they've said so far that I disagree with. Which is crazy. Usually if I listen to very few spiritual books, but Carlos Santana himself wanted my opinion on this book. So I was under a little bit of pressure to listen to it or read it. And so with certain people, I have a lot more telepathy than with others. And I know you guys will find that to be true, but I was looking at your face at the same time Michelle was calling on you. So anyway, I thought that was interesting. So what's your question?
That's really cool. I'm grateful for that. So my question is, do I have any dark energy surrounding me?
You have everything. Well, you have everything in the world except a good phone connection.
That you would be able to clear off.
All right. Well, I can just clear you. Your phone is cutting in and out. And so I couldn't really understand the question. What did you say again?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. I said, do I have any dark energies on me?
Yeah. If you didn't have dark energies, you wouldn't be alive. So these days, everybody's got dark energy, if you ask the question. Here we go. I'm just easy to clear you, though. You're very positive, very bright light, easy to clear you. I just cleared all this junk off. You know, you'll feel really hot right now. So you're starting to sweat. You see, the reason you're sweating is because I can clear your dimensions really fast. And so the book that Dean and I wrote a few years ago, Secrets from God, Your Keys to Heaven, is a mm-hmm. book that, you know, it actually shows you how to clear your 10 dimensions. And as you clear your 10 dimensions, you'll feel warm all over. You'll just feel really, really warm. And so, and I can clear your 10 dimensions as a snap of a finger, usually, and then I can go into the bigger giant dimensions and clear those really fast as well. And so that's what I just did for you. And so you're going to feel really good. You're looking good. You're bright. You actually ended up with a God matrix in your chest. The God matrix will allow you to manifest whatever you want. So whatever you want, you can manifest and you'll find it'll show up in your world. So there we go. Good luck. It's okay.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Hey, appreciate you.
I'll see you in a couple of weeks in California.
Oh, good. Awesome. That's awesome. That's really good. Who we got, Michelle?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Ron McKee. He's also coming to the retreat. He's
all right, Ron.
Be driving
neat.
Canada.
Oh, wow.
Oh, there we go. Ron, how are you?
How's it going? Good to see you.
Pretty good. How are you? And thanks for giving me a holler. I appreciate that.
Hey, glad to, buddy. Glad to. You're a friend of Kevin's. Good to talk to you. And so I look forward to seeing Kevin at the retreat. We've been talking on the phone a lot. And he's looking very forward to, you know, hanging out in Ojai for a minute, you know, because we did for years and years. It's just a beautiful place, super spiritual place. A lot of good stuff happened there. And so anyway, what's your question, buddy? What's your question?
I got a brother, my only brother. He's been on crystal meth and alcohol for years.
Right.
It's been a family battle for a long time.
Right.
Okay. I was just wondering, maybe perhaps you might be able to, you know, touch him in some way.
Okay. Well, you know, I went through an era where I was on a morning show in San Francisco. And some of the guys on the show were on meth. And as they got off of meth, and I did everything I could do to get them off of it, to help them, because I love them and I still do. And we shared that with the audience. And so it was really crazy. It became a contagious thing that that we kind of got a whole city off of meth, a big city, San Francisco. Wow. And so I was a part of that a few years ago. And so people would come to me, you know, to help with their meth addiction. And I remember I had this one lady who came to me for this addiction. And I cleared her and she got off of meth, and she was a meth dealer. And she got off of meth, and she, you know, was a big fan for years, and, you know, would come to stuff, and, you know, anyway, I enjoyed her. And there's a certain demon that is attached to meth. And if you can kill the demon, you can kill the addiction. And it was one of the first kind of addictions that I actually had success with. And as you know, it's almost impossible to get off meth. It's very hard. And so, but it was one that was so demon derived that I could kill the demon, and then the problem would just sort of disappear. And I got really popular. It kind of looks like that. But I got really popular from doing this whole, you know, routine with getting rid of the meth demon. So let me get rid of the meth demon on your family member. Who is it?
David.
David. Nice soul in there. Really locked up though. There we are. There we go. Say his name again.
David.
Say, I love you, David.
I love you, David.
There. How warm did you get? See? And so, and the reason you feel teary is because we all do. Because I think we just healed David right there. And so when you feel that teary energy, if you guys got anybody you want to heal, now's the time to tap into that teary energy. That teary energy heals you up. And so I see all this light going into David. I see him. I see God handing him a new heart. I see God handing him a new brain. I see God, you know, putting this ball of light around him. And I see a bunch of angels that are really big, bigger than him. And I see them throwing, you know, killing all these demons around, helping me do that. And so now I killed, I killed a few hundred demons. Okay. And so I'm getting really, really, really hot. Ooh. I believe David is getting really, really healed there. God, that feels good. Wow. You did him a big favor. That's big.
I want to say that I learned about you through Kevin, and Kevin Trudeau has just enormously has changed my life, and you're there as well. I mean, you, Gary, and Kevin, it's just like you guys are godsends for sure.
Well, I'm glad that we can help, and there's so many people. You know, it's really been beautiful for me because, you know, Kevin is like family to me. He is family, and so while he was away for a minute, he lost his family. They all died, you know, and mm-hmm. His mom and dad died, and so it's like I think I'm the one left standing, you know, and so we enjoy spending time together and stuff, and. I look forward to how many people he helps in the future. I'm always blown away by how amazing his audience is. So you guys are just amazing people.
Thanks, Dan, and you.
Well, he's an amazing person, and he affects, you know, literally he's affected millions of people's lives in a super positive way. And as we know, people get attacked, you know, when you're that person who can affect that many people in that kind of crazy positive way, you can get attacked yourself. And so he's went through a lot of that. But, you know, I'm just proud of him, and he's doing really good. So that's great. And I love him. And so, and I'm glad you do. And so, and I know he loves you. I can feel it. And so when you can love on those deep levels, you can heal people. You just healed your brother. You know, just offer your hand, and I think he'll respond to you now. So there we are.
See you in Ojai, and I'll call Michelle about the Tibetan portion. So thank you all.
Awesome. Thank you. Awesome. I look forward to seeing you.
We'll be camping.
Yes. No, I'll be camping. I'm camping too. I'm glamping. Right, Michelle?
Yep. Glamping.
Yeah. Yeah. One of my rock star friends gave me a tour bus. And so I've never been in that kind of thing before. So anyway, I'm going to be glamping.
Okay.
Glamour, cool. That's glamorous camping, right? So you can come. Yeah. We'll join up. We'll hang with each other. I'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you, buddy. God, that was really powerful. Woo. And you guys looking to heal somebody, think of that energy that we just went through. Use that energy to heal the person that you're trying to heal. If you're trying to heal yourself, heal that. If you got a drug addicted person in your world, project that light to that drug addicted person, and you're going to find magic happens. That's what it is. That's perfect. God, I got high from that. Woo. Thank you, God. That was cool. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Alain Fournier. Oh, I don't know if I butchered that name.
I'm sure you got it right.
Alan or Alain?
That's close enough.
Okay, well, go ahead. Tell me what it is.
Oh, you're easy. It's like, hey, I'll be okay.
yes, French pronunciation is Alain.
Alain. Okay, thank you. Is that where you're from, or where are you from?
I'm from Eastern Canada.
Oh, very nice. Thank you for joining.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Where is Eastern Canada? Eastern Canada,
New Brunswick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, because I've ended up having a lot of Canadian friends, you know, that are my buddies, and so I'm having so much fun with you guys. You guys are great people.
Wow. Yeah, I'm good friends with Louis.
Oh, everybody's great friends with Louis. He's like a networking fool, you know. And I met a lot of these people through Kevin, but Louis's fantastic. He helps us out. He'll be in Ojai. Louis will be in Ojai along with 700 of his other best friends, which is great.
He's the reason I'm on tonight. He's been nudging me to get on one of the calls.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here. Yeah. So what's your question, buddy?
Right now I'm in an interesting point in my life, like business-wise, and I'm doing work that I absolutely love, and it's been a journey to get here. And I feel like I just want to level things up. Like, I want to play big. I want to really bring things to the next level. So I coach athletes with mental performance, and it's been a really fun year. And I just feel like there's some weights that I'm still kind of dragging along that I feel like it could be easier, and I feel like I could really level things up. And so I was curious to bring this to the table for you.
Okay, let me get rid of your blocks. How's that? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so there we go. You're easy. You're just a bright light. There we go. I'm peeling. It looks like I'm peeling chunks of darkness off of you, because I am. Okay. As I'm pulling these chunks of darkness off your physical body, your head opened up, your sinuses opened up. You see, you can feel that, right? And so the back of your neck's getting a little warmer. That's your God cord. Comes down through all the heavens, down to the back of your neck, back of your head. Your hands are now warming up. Light getting lighter. You probably feel a little lightness in your arms and your hands. That's because you're a natural healer. It's good for you to heal people because you're able to heal people. That's who you are. So you're just going to be able to heal people. And so I feel you're doing really, really good work. And I see you getting passed around. And so you're going to get passed around. You're now bumping into a category of athlete that's like superstar stuff. And so does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's like I felt like that's the trajectory I'm on right now. And there's part of me that's like, with the level of work that I bring to this space, like I felt like I want to be there now.
And, you are. And so, okay. All right. Say that out loud. Just say, God, I want to be there now.
God, I want to be there now.
He says, you're there. Okay, yeah. There. And I see you on top of this golden mountain. Feel how hot you got right then? It was a click. Boom. So you got really warm inside your body. See, now that feels awesome. It's hard to explain how good that feels. Feel that?
Yeah.
That's the vibration of total success. And I see you, you know, being the person like, you know, years ago I thought, you know, I should... You know, I hope someday I'm psychic to the stars, you know, because that's what, you know, that terminology, right? And so I am, and I don't know why that was important for me, but maybe it's you've made it or this or that or whatever, because I'm just as happy and sometimes happier reading anybody and everybody as I am a celebrity. But the fact that celebrities actually reach out because they have options. And they reach out. And so I see you reading, I'm calling it reading because it's like your intuitiveness falls into the category of reading. And so I see your abilities supersede physical knowledge, mental knowledge. You go into spiritual knowledge with your abilities to help the athletes that you're working with. And I see you working with superstars. And so you're just going to keep on, and they're going to pass you around. It's starting to happen already, right? Is that happening with you?
It is. I'm like, I'm there. Like, I've been like,
you are.
But anyways.
Well, you just now you just went above it. Now you slipped up into that vibration where that's normal.
Yeah. Something happened.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened. So you'll notice now. And if you guys look at his eyes, open your eyes. Let me look at these eyes. Let me look at these eyes. Look at his eyes. His eyes are totally lit up, different eyes. Okay. And so whenever you get off the call, if you peek in the mirror and look at your eyes, you'll freak. But you now will find it'll be very easy for you to work with the superstars of your field. And that'll just be a normal day at the office. And who cares? No one cares. You care though, and you'll be like, yeah, look at this, look at that, you know? And so I was excited this week when Carlos Santana told me to read a book, you know? And he said, mm-hmm. Thank you for healing me and helping me, right? I was like, how cool is that? You know, and I'm going, Black Magic Woman, you know, or whatever, you know? So I'm just excited to know the different people that I read and be friends with them. But I'm excited to be friends with you. All of Louis' friends are just the greatest people in the world. So anyway, as he is. And this is a fun era that we're in, and oneness is everything. I'm excited to be hanging with the Tibetan monks in beautiful Ojai and up in Pismo Beach. And so with the different foundations up there we're working with, we're going to go to the Hearst Castle, right, Michelle? We're doing that.
And so, Gary, Jeannie and Fallon went out of their way and they went and got some Grateful grab bags. They've got the Hearst Castle tickets. They got some winery stuff and
yay.
A whole bunch of stuff ready for you, Gary.
Yeah, my favorite winery, the Glunts Winery, is there, you know, which is the wine I drink. I like that. I like that wine. And so I'm buddies with those guys. I'm just clearing you off. There we go. I've got one more little thing to do for you. Oh, this is good. God's giving you the keys to the gates of the second heaven. Okay? And so if you imagine in your head now, you'll see these big golden gates opening. There we go. You put the key in the door, and there you are. Now you went in there. Now there's a castle. It looks like the Disney castle over there. And so as you walk closer to the castle, you put a crown on your head, and there you are. And so from there, this space, you're going to be able to receive a lot of gifts. And so there you go. You're going to feel really, really good. That feels good. Feel that. That feels really good. Really good in your head. There you go. And in your heart. There you go. Just say, thank you, God.
Thank you, God. And thank you, Gary.
Hey, you're welcome. You're welcome. Come to Ojai or at least join us virtually if you can. Okay?
For sure. So,
all right. Thanks, buddy.
Perfect. Thank beautiful. You. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. That was beautiful.
That was nice.
I got high. I got high from that. Yeah. I felt like I was coaching athletes. Come on. You know.
I can only imagine. How fun.
Right? Yeah, that's really funny. I never did anything athletic in my entire life, except I did. What did I do? I played high lie. Remember that, Dino?
Oh, he'll be right back.
Oh, he took off. Oh, he left. Oh, it's just where'd he go? Anyway, I played high lie one time, and it was really funny because I was playing it with this morning show, and I can think of something in my head and project ahead to do it perfectly, whatever that may be. And so I projected me playing high lie perfectly. And you guys probably don't even know what high lie is, but it's, you got this thing attached, this big basket looking thing attached to your arm, your hand, and you catch this ball and then you throw it really fast and it goes really fast, you know, like 700 miles an hour. So I don't know. It's probably not that fast, but anyway, anyway, so I played in this charity event highlight game, and so I showed up early, and they're like, okay, here's all the jerseys, you know, here's a large, here's an extra large, here's an extra extra, and I said, give me a small, right, and they were kind of like, what? Yeah, give me a small, right? So I stretched this thing on like a girdle, right? And I looked jacked, you know? And so I'm all like buffed up, you know, with my girdle on. And I come walking out, boom, 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 you know? And then I proceeded to play this amazing game of high lie. Now Dean's back. You remember that, Dean? Remember when I did that?
I do. You put that super small shirt on. squeezed into it.
But remember, I also played highlight like a rock star.
They throw that ball, you know? It goes 100 miles an hour or some crap. I mean,
it goes fast. 700, Dean, 700 miles an hour. Yeah. Yeah.
All I know is you caught it. I was like, look at there.
You catch that damn thing. And then threw it and then caught it and threw it again. And then all of a sudden won the game, right? And they're like, what? And who taught him how to play highlight? And where did he get all those muscles from? I had squeezed all my fat into a muscle position. Wally, is that a trick? Is that a permissible trick? You know, Wally runs marathons and stuff at, you know, whatever, in his 70s and so. But it seemed to work out. I don't know. I did good. I thought so. Anyhow, you applauded.
I would show it, but I don't have the picture. I'm looking for it in my phone.
I know, I have a picture of me all done up in that thing. Anyway, that's perfect. Well, there we go. Well, I'm just seeing everything. There, I got everything clear. What was I doing? I lost my train of thought. What was I doing?
Let's see who the next person was.
Oh, that's what we're doing. Okay, all right.
Okay, back. Yeah. Thank you, Gary. I've got Ollie Burkholz.
Ollie, okay.
So patient. I'll go ahead and unmute.
Ollie, how are you?
I'm super good. Thank you very much. How about you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Nice to talk to you again. Nice to talk to you.
It's good to see all of you beautiful people. And hope all of you shall be blessed by God in every single way.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So far, so good. I'm telling you. You know, I'm all happy. So what's your question? What's your question, Ollie?
Yes, thank you. Recently, to make a long story short, my voice is a little bit cracky. Recently, to make a long story short, I've dealt with some guilt, insecurities, and frustration. I was wondering if you could see where it comes from and if these are some dark energies that maybe we could transmute.
Yeah, it's really, you know, here's what I see, Ollie. A lot of people are being affected by this. There's some dark energies that come in the form of black boxes. It creates fear. It creates anger. It creates, you know, just kind of overall, you know, a mess. It makes us a mess. Ask God for the gift of a golden box. Okay? Just say, God, give me the gift of a golden box, please.
God, give me the gift of the golden box, please.
Okay. Now then, I see a golden box coming down, and it went around your physical body, and I saw the demons fly out of you.
I got very warm, actually.
Yeah, there we are. You got very warm because the demons went away. Your fear went away. The anxiety went away. And you're going to be just fine. Simple as that. And so that's a really super good gift of you. And now I see a God matrix coming down, which means your manifestations will come true as well. And so there we are. Now look how warm now you feel. See, it feels, mm-hmm. makes you feel all giddy inside.
So, yeah. Yes, very much.
Yeah, you're going to be fine. I see you taking a nice trip wherever too. So I don't know if you got it planned, but I see a nice trip coming for you.
And so, oh, yes, I will be.
Oh, thank good. You. Yeah, it's all good. Lots of love to you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. May I ask one more thing?
You had one more question. I saw it. Yeah, okay. What
is you're amazing. All of you are. I would love to ask something about relationships. You see, I'm the kind of individual that if I'm very committed to someone, I invest a lot of love, energy, and thought and support into it. And objectively looking at it, I did not really get a lot back. So I was wondering if there are some things we could maybe address when it comes to the topic of relationships.
Yeah. Well, here's what I'm doing. I'm just clearing the darkness off, and you're backwards in relationships. Your energy's backwards in your body. Okay. Mm-hmm. This means that that you would do things exactly backwards. Okay. And mm-hmm. so you would think a good person is a bad person. You'd think a bad person is a good person. You'd just be backwards. Okay. And so I'm going to turn you around in your body. Okay. And mm-hmm. so there we go. As I turn you around, notice your face got warm. Your arms got warm. You see?
Everything. I feel everything. Like I'm in a sauna.
Yeah, right? And so that's because you're face on in your body instead of face backwards in your body. And so now then you'll find that everything will go good with love. Ask God for a brand new big heart. Say, God, give me a brand new big heart.
God, give me a brand new big heart.
There we go. There, just pull it into your chest. Pull it into your chest. That'll attract love, perfect love, allow you to be loved, allow you to love. Simple. There you are. You'll be all right. Good.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I love all of you.
But I love you back, and you're going to have a lot of luck in the next 2 weeks. You'll see. Okay?
Thank you.
There we go. Thanks, Ali. Talk to you soon. Good luck, buddy. Good luck.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. He's all bright. He's all bright and glowy. And so who are we talking? Were we talking to Joss and his sister? We talked to them last week, right?
Yeah, but I got Eric. This one's, you haven't seen Eric in a while.
Okay.
This one's also very important. It's for his friend, Dave. Hi, Eric.
Hey, Eric.
How are you, Gary? Thank you, Michelle, so much.
Good.
Gary, it's amazing that you actually brought up the radio station in San Francisco, because that's when I first started listening to you, what, almost, God knows, 17 years ago. But we had the pleasure of meeting each other. I had a one-on-one with you in San Francisco probably 16 years ago.
That was a doghouse in the morning. Yeah.
Exactly, the doghouse. Well, you know what, Gary? I really, really, one of the things I'm here for is for a friend of mine, if anything. So I have a friend who's been... we can put it. He's a coworker of mine for over 20 years. He retired about 14 months ago. His name is David. Call him Dave. And unfortunately, when he retired, he totally went under. We were in law enforcement, and he thought law enforcement was his life, and then he thought he was ready for retirement. And now he's in a very dark place. He doesn't come out of his house. He's depressed. He has panic attacks. And that was completely opposite. This guy was handsome and walked into any room and would light up the room. And we have been just battling, all our friends and ex-coworkers just battling with him, just trying to help him get out of it. But he doesn't seem to be getting out of it. Can we see how we can get these demons off of Dave? Because I know they're on him.
Yeah, thank you. Let me just look. Yeah. What city does he live in?
We're out of San Francisco. So he lives in a little suburbs right out of San Francisco.
Okay, there we go. Hang on. Hang on just a minute. Damn. He's a mess.
He is a hot mess.
Ooh.
Taking Xanax too. We're trying to get him off.
Yeah, there we are. Does he drink?
No, very little. That's a good thing. He's not really into alcohol, so he'll have a couple cocktails.
Yeah, Xanax and alcohol is a bad combination.
He was supposed to be leaving today to Tibet, of all places. It's kind of amazing. He was supposed to go with a good friend of his that he was a guardian angel for her many years ago for something she went through. He was supposed to go to Tibet today, and he didn't go.
There we go.
Because he was so afraid.
Well, I got him lit up about as much as anybody could be.
Thank you. What did you see? Were they sitting on him?
It's too much to talk about. It's correct. Just that horrible. But I when I went to clear him, there's a certain thing that happens when miracles occur. And he, I think he'd even planned his own demise, to be honest with you.
We're worried about that.
Yeah. And I saw the sky rip apart. I saw the sky open up. And the light come down, but I seen all this light around him in a supportive way.
Beautiful.
We interrupted something that was really bad. And
yes.
So I think you did him a big favor. He'll be in my prayers. He should be in everybody's. But he's a beautiful person.
Amazing, great guy.
Just the greatest. And so, but he's looking good now. So there he's we are. Good. Yeah. He looks great.
Awesome. Yeah, his old partner is trying to convince him to go to a program down in Newport Beach for retired law enforcement with PTSD and these type of depressions. Do you think that's a good move? He actually agreed to leave on Monday. You think that's going to be good for him?
It won't be bad for him.
That's for sure. Sure. Yeah,
for sure. And so I think it could help him, but I think anything will help him now. He's so full of light. He may be perfect. I'm not sure what's going to happen because he's so bright. When I look at him now, frankly, all I see is bright light.
Okay, that's awesome.
I just see a lot of light around him and a lot of angels. And so,
it's his birthday tomorrow too.
Oh, just reach out for his birthday and be his buddy. That's all. Awesome. Okay.
Thank you so much, Gary. Look forward to connecting you in the future once again.
Hey, good. Perfect. Come to Ojai.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Michelle.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Perfect. Oh, that's perfect. Now, let me speak to Joss.
Yeah, Joss. I was getting ready to put them on too. Okay. Hi, Joss.
How are you?
We're good. We're good. I'm just checking in to see how you guys are doing. How'd you do this last week?
Wow, what did you do to us? It's amazing. After that, I was really, really sad in the breast. I'm not going to say that. Suddenly, I am so happy and everything is fine. But something changed. Something very deep changed in my feel about the subject of my girlfriend that I told you that we were broke up.
We broke up. And, all right.
Yeah, it's so amazing what you do. It's I can't believe it. I just my sister just has a question about her. She has this tendency to postpone things she wants to do. She wants to do the things, but she suddenly gets afraid about the things.
Stuck. She postpones it, right? Yes, she gets stuck. All right, I can help her. Yeah, I can help her. Yeah, you guys are amazing. You guys are just beautiful people. There we go. Easy to fix you. There we go. There. Now she's going to feel better. She'll have a good week this week. There we are. Yeah, and you will too. There. Just wanted to check in. Sounds like things are going good. Yeah, good.
Thank you so much, Gary.
Yeah, you guys are very spiritually gifted. You should really learn to use your gifts, you know. And so,
okay.
Yeah, and you know what? For Ojai, I know you might not be able to come to Ojai, you know, to the retreat, you know, because that's a lot of travel. You're in Ecuador, right? But if you want to join us virtually, I'll give you a free virtual retreat. Michelle will hook it up for you guys, okay? And so that way, there you can just join us virtually and you can be in on everything and learn how to get all the different spiritual gifts that are coming down. And so that way
if there is something we can do for you, we are here. I am a website developer and an app, a mobile app developer. So if there is something in what we can help you, my sister also makes very beautiful designs, and she helps me with our business.
We'll see. You know, hook up with Michelle and Dino because they do all that stuff. So that's good. That's perfect. But join us for the virtual retreat. I think that you'll have fun. Okay.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much, right. Gary.
Thank you.
We love you so much. Thank you so
much. Love you back.
Oh my God. Don't you just love them? They're so amazing.
Yeah. I'm glad your girlfriend thinks good. There we are. Yeah. That's so cool. That's good. You know, I love it when people are like, something really changed, you know, because you don't expect you to realize, you know, that something really changes. When you're with a spiritually gifted person, much less in Ojai, I'll be there, Kevin will be there, the Tibetan monks will be there, and you're with all these spiritually gifted people, plus Ojai is there. I've got a bunch of my spiritually gifted friends that are also there, and it's going to be crazy. So I think this is going to be one beautiful, you know, lit up space. I hope you guys can join us in person for the spiritual retreat. Just simply call Michelle, 702-822-0548. That's her cell phone. She'll answer and hook you up. 702-822-0548. And so this is going to really help. Let me speak to Michael Grady.
Oh my God, he was Michael Grady. He was next on my list.
Well, there you are. I'm just showing off, Michelle. I'm just showing off. That's it. You know.
That is so funny.
You might really be psychic.
I even told Michael, I said, Michael, hopefully if Gary can let me, you're next.
All right, here we are.
Thank
you.
Hey,
buddy. How are you? I always enjoy talking to you, and I always leave feeling better. So anytime I talk to you, I feel better. And so selfishly, hello. How are you, my friend?
Fantastic. Yeah. You have been really good going through your book. It's really a phenomenal, complete system, really, with all the meditations that come with it, and you get to read it along, and it's very complete. I just recently read Dean's story. That was phenomenal to learn about Dean and his gifts from a child.
Right? Yeah, and Dean, a lot of people don't know this, but he has an identical twin brother, Darren, and so when he was a little kid, he would be like, "You see that?" Because Dean would see a demon, right? And the twin would go, "No, I don't see that. Go to sleep. Leave me alone." You know, of course, Dean would be so freaked out because the demons are after him. And he would be like, "Push over. I'm sleeping with you. Get out of here."
I'd crawl in bed with him in a heartbeat. I'm like, "Shove over. I'm getting in bed with you."
Yeah, but it was so he was a spiritually gifted one, and his brother was not. Later, his brother is now. So that's good. So that happens. But and his whole family. So anyway, what's your question? What's going on? What's happening with you?
So I am requesting time for my mom, if we can give her assistance in any ways.
Okay. All right. Does she have health things going? What's happening with her?
Yeah, I think she has a challenging time eating well and taking care of herself.
Okay. Yeah, let me look at her. Oh, Lord, she's a mess. Okay. she's what I would call underneath it. You know, all these dark energies that I'm talking about, the line of demarcation, if you're down on the bottom of that, you're getting pummeled. I see her getting pummeled. And so I cleared her out of that. I cracked it off of her. It was an energy I couldn't whisk away. I had to crack it off. Mm. And so I just blew it off of her. It looked like a big explosion of darkness. And I peeled that off of her. You'll notice now your sinus is open. You're starting to feel light in your body, in your head, and now in your heart. And so, and that's because your mom just got cleared. And so I got her above it. And I see the angel Michael whisking in and grabbing her and pulling her out of there. So now she is on her way to being better. But it was the kind of thing where the angel Michael had to come and rescue her from this particular darkness. And it looked like an abyss of dark energies. And now they're not there. And your mom is above it. I see her up on top of this golden mountain trying to catch her breath. I see her going, that's how I see her, you know. Then I see a drop of holy water coming from, a tear of God. And this is going to heal her. There we go. Now you got really warm. Feel that? That's crazy feeling. Usually I don't see that particular thing, but coming from a tear of God, it totally heals you. And so that was a very big healing your mom just went through and is continuing to go through. So I wish her all the best. I wish I could do more, but that's really so much right there. That's the ultimate. If you get the gift of a tear of God, which is a healing of God, then that's a big one, you know? So I don't even remember the last time I saw that, but I've seen it before, but it's been a while, you know? And so obviously God sees that your mom is worth healing and you're worth doing a favor for. Wow, and so, and he appreciates all, you're helping a lot of people. What are you doing? You're helping people. You're doing, what are you doing? You're doing stuff.
I have mastered the TFT tapping system and I work with people a lot doing that. Best technology. Integrating your techniques now, that's phenomenal to add to it.
It matches. It goes right through there. It goes right in there. You know, Kevin does that a lot, and so they do match up for real. And so it's perfect. There, good buddy, good, exciting.
Anything with my passed away brother that she has been so distraught about?
How'd he die?
He overdosed. The ambulance found him on the side of the road, brought him to ICU. We all gathered around him for a week and they pronounced him brain dead.
and they took the breathing apparatus out of his throat as we were.
There may be a part of, there may be a part of his soul that's earthbound. Hmm. Sometimes the soul, a person's soul, believe it or not, because you have so many higher selves, can fragment.
Wow.
And so it feels like that you got him halfway up in heaven and halfway he's earthbound. And the earthbound part of him is possessing your mother and making her insane. Right. Okay. Yeah. Make sense? Mm-hmm. And so I want you to call his name. Okay. Let's get him where he's supposed to go. All of him.
Matthew John Grady.
Okay, he's freaking out. He fell to his knees. He's clasping his hands in a praying position, and he's screaming and crying, help me. Okay, tell him to reach up and take the angel's hand.
Matthew, take the angel's hand.
See, that makes sense now. The angel come and got your mother. Her spirit was tangled up, and the angel Michael had to come and get her out of there a minute ago, remember? She was hung in this earthbound dimension where he is. That's the reason that was like that. That's unusual that that happened, by the way. And so, hang on. It all makes sense if you stay with it long enough. And so there we go. Call his name again.
Matthew.
Okay, there we go. Okay, he's responding. Tell him to take the Maddie. Angel's hand.
Maddie, take the angel's hand.
There we go. He did it. Now tell him to run up that white staircase.
Run up that white staircase.
Oh, there he goes. All fours going up it. There he goes. Go into the light. Tell him, go into the light.
Go into the light.
Step into that light.
Step into that light.
One more step.
One more step.
There he goes. You got him.
Go ahead. There he goes.
Now you got him. Now you got him. Now you feel peaceful. See? Feel good. You feel hot too. There. Yeah, he feels warmth. Now he's got warmth all in his body. And I see him going and joining the other part of him. He was fragmented. I usually don't go into that or tell people that it works that way because it don't make any sense to them, because people don't realize how many higher selves we have and how fragmented we could be if we die wrong. And so, but he's good now. He's all in one piece. And your mom will go back to normal. She won't feel that no more. She'll feel peaceful when she thinks of him. So there we go. Yeah.
Is that what happens when you take us out of hell realms? Like there's a fragment like that?
Different. You can be, you can lose pieces. Sure. Some of us are back down here just trying to gather up the pieces we lost the last time we were here. Really? Seriously. You're like, wow, I'm trying to get me out of my hell I probably caused last time around. And so, but that's what's happening. Yeah. And so that's when you lose your higher selves. A lot of times you'll hear me say, I got back, 100 of your higher selves or something like this. But he had a major spirit, one of his major spirits, part of his physical spirit was hung in hell. And now we got it out of there. And her mom, part of her spirit, even though she wasn't dead yet, was hung in that too. You see what I'm saying? And so that's the reason the angel had to come and drag her out of it. And so, yeah, spiritual work's not always just A, B, C, D. It's A, B, C, X, Y, Q, R. I don't know. It's all out of order. But anyway, I think I straightened out the mess. So, there we go. It looks like that. Wow. That's beautiful. Yeah, there we go. It's all good. All good. There. Thank you, buddy. You're always a joy. You're a joy for me.
Thank you so much, Gary. Yeah. You're fantastic.
Yeah, I look forward to meeting you in person. That'd be fun. Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. Boy, he's all bright. Mm-hmm. I got high from him. Y'all get high from him? I do every time.
Yeah. I got hot when you did that too, by the way, Gary. Good job.
Yeah, right? Yeah, so we helped somebody get to the light. That's the biggest favor you could do anybody is just help them get to the light. And so speaking of going to the light, I'm going to Ojai, guys. Woo-hoo! Join us virtually. Call Michelle 702-822-0548. Or you can go to GarySpivey.com and just sign up for our virtual retreat in beautiful Ojai, California. This will be worth joining us virtually if you can't come in person. And if you can come in person, I can't wait. I look forward to meeting you there and seeing you there. I can finally get out a little bit and run around. And so we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I think a lot of miracles will happen. Appreciate you guys very, very much. I wish I could stay with you longer. They're telling me to stop. And so I'll stop. I love you guys. Thank you again. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you so much. Call Michelle 702-822-0548. GarySpivey.com, 800-827-GARY. Thank you. And I'll be coming to you next time live from Ojai. Talk to you soon.